Hello everyone and welcome to a new sex tour review. Today's product is the Nest Sohemi 6-in-1 upgraded vacuum pump male masturbator toy with LCD display from Sohemi. So this is a really cool toy. It's got a lot of really cool stuff with it. It's a penis pump, but it's also a spinning robot pussy with a tongue in it, and it's waterproof. So it's got a lot of crazy stuff going on. So you may notice, okay, let me show you around. All right, this is where the power cord plugs in. You lift this flap, and this is where it plugs in. It uses like a headphone. Here, I'll show you. It uses a headphone-style charger. You can also plug some headphones, I assume, if you want to hear some moaning. I never care about that sort of thing. The moans are nothing to write home about. Anyway, when it's plugged in, you can see, like, it does this. The lights go in a sequence. But that's about all you need to know. But it has this cover because this is a waterproof toy, which is really cool. All right, so let me show you how it works. There's four buttons. Power button. Then up here is the spinning button. It's like a circle. Then there's two suction buttons, two pump buttons. The one that looks like a tornado is a program like series. So you click that, you go through different modes, and it basically alternates the suction off and on. Whereas the lips, it just sucks and sucks and sucks, and then you let go of it when you want it to stop. So this is more of a manual control, and this is more of an automatic control. So I'll show you. All right, let me turn it on. All right, so for whatever reason, I can't push the buttons with my gloves on, and not even a stylus will work. So I have to take my glove off and push the buttons off camera. So this is just the power button. Nothing's happening. Let me turn on the spinning button. All right. So here's the spinning button. Now it's going. This is the default spin. This is slow. This is medium. This is fast. And then you have this. The next one, it goes back and forth. So it kind of cranks. And this is more of a shorter back and forth. And this is more of like it speeds up and slows down. Anyway, you get the idea. It's different spinning modes. All right, so I'm going to turn the spinning off to show you the suction. So I'm putting my hand over this so you can feel the suction. But you can hear it's going like off and on. It's sucking for a second, then turning off. Sucking for a second, then turning off. Or you can do like where it does some short sucks and then a long suck. Now if you go to manual, you have to actually hold it in to get it to keep sucking. There you go. So anyway, that's about it. All right, so cleanup is actually surprisingly easy. You can right here, this is kind of hard to see because of the waterproofness. You can actually remove this entire thing. So this fits on these little grooves and fits on like that. So you can just unscrew it and pull it off. The insert here, you could take it off. It's just held on by nothing really. You can, but you don't need to. Like since you could take this whole thing off, you can clean this separately pretty easily. As far as the cage goes, it is actually just snapped in. Again, this is a waterproof toy, so you should be able to. Good. There we go. All right. So you can see it just snaps in. So it's got a plastic cage. It snaps in. It's not the most secure thing, but it'll work. And what's really cool about this is most of the toys that have like a separate insert, you notice how these are separate inserts. You have to worry about like cum and lube and stuff getting in here. But since this is a waterproof toy, it's not a problem. So no big deal. Now inside the insert is a tongue. It may be hard to see. You know what? I'll take the insert out. The thing about this insert, it has a very jelly consistency. It feels very almost sticky, like a jelly. But anyway, so here's the insert. You turn it inside out. And here's the tongue. So at the end of the insert is a tongue, which is pretty cool. It doesn't independently flick or anything. It's just the end of the insert is a tongue. It spins. And it's got really cool kind of like shark fin texture. Now, normally to get a jelly insert is a pain in the butt. You have to use like a stick or something to push it in. However, because of these gaps here, I may be able to pinch it and pull it down. So there you go. So I didn't need a stick or anything. You just have to pinch it and pull it down into the cage. And there you go. All right, so the insert's in. You can clean it off really easily. In fact, you don't even, since this is a waterproof toy, you don't even need to remove the insert. You can just rinse it out inside the cage, dump it out of the bathroom, clean both parts, put it back together, you're good to go. So anyway, this is a really good toy. I really like how it's so many different things in one. It's a penis pump, so if you're in the market for a penis pump, here you go. It's a spinning robopussy, but one of the complaints I have with toys like this is, you know, fluids can get down into the toy and break them. Because this one is waterproof, you don't have that problem. In fact, according to the website, you can actually put water in this toy to create like an even more of a suction effect. So there's like a GIF on the website which shows like things like halfway full of water. Now, I've used a toy similar to this, which is kind of, you know, the same way. You can fill water in it. It doesn't feel that much different, but it's a different experience. So you can basically use this in the shower or something and have it like suck on your cock with water in it, and it's no problem. So really cool. Really easy to clean. The only thing is price. So this right now costs $90.99, and that's pretty expensive. Now it is it's a pretty advanced toy with lots of features. I would say this is about $75 to $100, but this is on the higher end of the $75 to $100 range. So while I'd say it's fairly priced, I wouldn't say it's like a screaming deal. However, I do have 15% off coupon code. So you put the 15% off coupon code on top of its already reasonable price, you're getting a good deal. But I wouldn't pay more than $100 for this toy. I think that there are better toys. Now, actually, I didn't show you the power of the motor. It's got a pretty powerful motor. So let me show you that. Okay, so it's on its fastest setting. This is high speed. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put my finger in it, and I'm going to stop it to see how easily I can jam it. All right, so if you do jam it, right, you see the button flash, but then it immediately goes again. So I can jam it, and it immediately goes again, which I like. I don't like it when, look, it just immediately goes. So if you happen to jam it because you don't use enough lube, or you're a bit on the, it takes a good amount of effort to stop the toy. But it does, you can jam it, but it will immediately start back up as soon as you let off a bit. So when it comes to toys like this, generally, if it is jamming, try adding more lube. Unless you're like really big, but I don't see that being a problem. If you do stop it, just, you know, back it off a bit. Usually what happens is when I jam the toy, it's because I'm trying to go balls deep and I'm hitting the back. So it's like the tip of my dick causing all the friction in the back, which is causing the toy to jam. So just be aware of that. All right. So my only real complaint about this toy is the touchscreen. Now, I know this is a very niche complaint, but the fact that I can't touch the buttons with gloves on or even with a stylus because it's a touchscreen, I get it. You know, you're trying to be all fancy and futuristic, but mechanical buttons would have been nice because, like, it's kind of inconvenient for me to have to take my gloves off just to touch the buttons. But other than that, good toy, fair price. Use the 50% off coupon code, save even more money. I really don't have any complaints. This is a penis pump, a spinning robot pussy. It's easy to clean, it's waterproof. My only complaint is the screen, but honestly, that's only a complaint for this review. You know, when you're using the toy, you're probably not wearing gloves, so it's not an issue. So really, there's no complaint to this toy. Good toy, good price, good deal. So check out Sohimi, use the 15% off coupon code for the whole site. So maybe you like this toy, maybe you want a different toy. The coupon code is good for the whole site. So check it out. Thank you, Sohimi, for sending me this toy. This is Turd Flinging Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.